Annie, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for your interest in this lawsuit.
So to start, how is the camping ban, which includes the blanket ban and the tent ban, how are they violating people's civil rights?
Sure. So law is sometimes complicated. I think this one is nice and straightforward. The basic idea is just you can't punish someone for doing something based on the false premise that they had a choice in the matter. So the blanket ban, using a blanket while you're sleeping outside in Boulder is a crime. Boulder is punishing unhoused people for sleeping outside, even though Boulder has no other option for them. The other law that we are challenging is the tent ban. If it's snowing outside, then you shouldn't be ticketing someone for sheltering themselves in a tent if they have nowhere indoors they can go, which, you know, it's really a fairly common sense thing. It violates the constitutional prohibition on cruel and unusual punishments. That's unconstitutional.
I mean, if it's that straightforward, how did the city justify the camping bans in the first place?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure what the origin of the first camping ban was, but I can tell you that the city was using the fact that there were empty shelter beds kind of on a nightly basis to justify all of this criminal enforcement, right? The idea was people are unhoused voluntarily. We have services available for them and they're just choosing not to use them. In fact, the main shelter in Boulder had at the time this very exclusionary policy on the books, a residency requirement that if you went to the shelter and you weren't already a Boulder resident for 6 months, you couldn't stay overnight there, essentially. And what the data now shows is that since that policy was lifted, the shelter has been turning people away because all of a sudden, a bunch more people are actually eligible to stay there. So I think at least 250 people have been turned away from the shelter.
Do you have any idea how much the city has spent enforcing this ban, from the actual policing to putting people in jail and ticketing and then taking them to court?
So there's plenty of data that shows that it is less expensive to house people than it is to criminalize their existence. What I can tell you is that from January of 2020 to January of 2022, there were close to 1,000 cases filed at the city court under one of these two ordinances. And around the same time that the city voted to expand this tent ban, they also allocated an additional almost $3 million to these anti-homeless enforcement practices.
I mean, it seems like what the city was trying to do with at least the expanding of the tent ban is make homelessness go away by criminalizing it. I mean, did it work? Is it working? Does that ever work?
No, definitely not. It's not working. Every expert will tell you it doesn't work. And I don't think that's the point of them either.
Well, what is the point? I mean, I know you're not the one who created the ban, but I mean, what do you think the idea is behind them? It seems like a really expensive way to not solve a problem and, like, in so doing, harm a lot of people who are already super vulnerable.
Honestly, I think it is about trying to get people to leave. I think it's just, you know, a lot of the folks I know that have had these laws enforced against them in Boulder have had police say to them, get out of Boulder. And so I don't think that they were ever intended to be a solution to homelessness. I think they were intended to remove visible poverty from towns that were, you know, are uncomfortable seeing it. But I can tell you that criminalization just will never solve homelessness. You can't punish someone out of their poverty.
What happens if the city does respond to the complaint and stops ticketing people, other than not being ticketed? I mean, do you think this will make any difference for people who are unhoused in Boulder?
I hope so. I mean, I think that, first of all, getting tickets shapes people's lives, this kind of constant police interaction. And I think that even if that were all that changed, that would be a big deal. But I am hoping that the city will do, you know, the city has a lot of tools that it has rejected in the past or that it used to use and that it's gotten rid of that are options available. So the city has voted against safe parking. It's closed its day shelter. It has cut the number of shelter beds in half. These are all options that the city has kind of shunned in favor of putting all of its eggs in the basket of criminalization. So I am hoping that this lawsuit can shift us in a different direction.
Annie Kurtz is an attorney and Equal Justice Works Fellow at the ACLU of Colorado. Annie, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.